from Washington, D.C., from 8 to 10 tonight, right on this radio station.
Awesome.
Mel, you have yourself a great morning. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, you too, James. Thank you.
Have a great morning, everybody. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here at, well, you know, I like the way Katrina does this.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The death toll now tops 5,000 from yesterday's powerful 7.8 earthquake along the Turkish-Syrian border. Search teams and emergency aid are pouring in from around the world as rescuers dig through the rubble in freezing cold weather, hoping to find survivors. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
In the Syrian city of Aleppo...
It's now a race... against time.
World Health Organization Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus says many areas may still be inaccessible.
We're especially concerned about areas where we do not yet have information.
Damage mapping is being conducted to understand where the focus should be. Search teams are arriving from around the world.
Turkey's president has declared a three-month state of emergency. President Biden says he hopes to have a conversation with the American people during tonight's State of the Union address. Our new CBS News poll finds he might be disappointed if they could respond. Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
When we asked people to describe the state of the country, they picked the word divided most of all. 62% of Americans said that, and many also said declining and weak. Far fewer, just about 1 in 10, said strong or prospering when describing the country.
The U.S. trade deficit widened in December by 10.5% to its widest gap on record. The Commerce Department says dependence on imports grew as demand for consumer goods and cars picked up. BP Oil is reporting record profits of more than $27 billion for 2022. That's double the year before. Alice Harrison with the nonprofit group Global Witness accuses the industry of profiting from tragedy.
There is the war in the Ukraine, which is a war that's being waged with oil and gas money. And of course, there's the climate crisis. And at the center of all of those crises are a handful of oil and gas companies that last year got even richer.
The judge says prosecutors at Alex Murdoch's murder trial can use important evidence of financial crimes against the disgraced lawyer. Correspondent Nikki Batiste is in Walterboro, South Carolina.
2 weeks after this trial began, the judge's ruling marks a potential breakthrough for the prosecution. They say Alex Murdoch was stealing money from his law firm and clients and claim he killed his wife and son to gain sympathy before his alleged fraud came to light.
Health experts are worried the craze over prescription drugs that help you slim down are keeping them out of the hands of diabetics and the severely obese. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says the side effects of Ozempic and Wegovy can be hard to take.
Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Some people really can't tolerate these drugs because the nausea is so bad. You know, it depends. Some people can tolerate them, some people can't.
The Dow's down 107 points. This is CBS News.
You know, it's
pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 35. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 19. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 41. Tomorrow, mainly clear. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this February 7th, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from the Southwood County YMCA. John and Jamie are going to join us, and a big thank you to Tri-City Services for that. Right now, in studio, we've got an exciting half an hour ahead of us. We have Gretchen in with us, and we have some of the students from RAMS. I'll let you all introduce yourselves, and kids, I'll start with you guys. You can go right down the line here introducing yourselves.
I'm Caitlin Mandreski.
I'm Mackenzie Kite.
I'm Reese Cook.
I'm Riley Mankey.
Good to meet you guys. Thank you all so much for being here. It's exciting. I'm looking forward to this and certainly want to introduce you as well, Gretchen. If any other reason, and if you wouldn't mind taking the mic here, Gretchen. Also, I need to know, this may be one of the more important questions I ask you, Gretchen. How do I say your last name?
Nedbalski.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's beautiful. That's a great last name. As somebody with a Maloff for a last name, I can really relate to that one. That's a good one. Thank you for that. I really do appreciate it, Gretchen. I want to get into what FACT is. This is a great organization. I've done my homework on this, and I'll be honest with you guys, before knowing about the interview, had not heard much about it, so I'm really looking forward to bringing more awareness to this and talking more about it. Before we get talking to the kids, Gretchen, would you mind if we explain to the audience what FACT is?
Sure. FACT is a youth-led movement. It's youth educating their peers in their community about the impact tobacco has and what it can do to them. I'm very passionate about this. My dad actually passed away from lung cancer and had COPD, so I am all for supporting a youth-led movement to educate their peers, to get kids to maybe think about the impact tobacco and nicotine could have on their lives. And so I am the advisor at the middle school for FACT, and the kids have been doing a lot of initiatives. I think that there's a big concern about, you know, youth using vapes, and that's something that, you know, we're trying to really educate kids into understanding the impact that could have on their lives. And so they've been doing a lot of things, like they wrote a letter to the editor letting the community know that, hey, we're educating our peers, we want them to know that we're worried about their health and the choices that they're making. They've been doing a mental health initiative where it's like RAMS FACT wants to intervene before you choose nicotine. Or if you choose nicotine, we want to intervene to have you use it less. And so, that's kind of why I really believe in this program and am the advisor of it.
I appreciate you sharing that. Feel for you of your loss. And appreciate you taking that pain and turning it into something like this. I always admire that whenever I see that in people. And I get to see it a lot here on this show. I always admire it. Real quick note, my grandfather, a similar story, and meant a lot to me. And it helped me because my other grandfather, my papa, he told me the story once of how he was a two-pack-a-day guy. And then he woke up one day and was coughing up blood and immediately took that pack, threw it away, and never went back. Now, this man has old school willpower that doesn't really, you don't see a lot nowadays. So that's a bit of an outlier and not maybe the common way of it happening. And not something I would necessarily suggest, because as somebody, and I will own this in a minute, I was a smoker for a while. I turned 21 and was smoking for a while there, going to the bars and all these things. And then eventually got to a point where, you know what, I've got kids and I want to be around for them, so I got to stop. And that was about 4 or 5 years before I actually finally stopped. I'd love to be able to lie and tell you guys I quit that day like my papa or something, but it took me a while to get to that point. And it's been about 4 years now, I think, since I've had a nicotine or anything like that. And my taste buds are back. I actually know what food tastes like now. I can breathe things. I can smell things. Like, the world that has opened up to me is wonderful. And that's all selfish stuff. The overall goal was, I got a job to do. I'm a dad. I have to be around for them. That was for me. And I only bring this up in part because I did not think that I'd be able to stop this. I didn't know that I'd have a day where I wasn't, let alone years where I was away from the subject. And it's it is doable. It is reachable. And I think that's from reading about FACT. That's one of the things we're trying to cut this off at the pass in some ways. Instead of being in your 40s, gosh, that's tough to admit around young people. Gentlemen in your 40s and having to do these things, doing it way early on and getting this stuff, sort of out of your system. We do this a lot in school, where we get things out of our system early on and hopefully don't have to go back to them. And so I want to talk about that with you guys. First up, and I'm not going to be able to go in complete order here because nobody wore name tags. I'm joking. But I do want to go kind of round robin here of why you particularly wanted to be a part of FACT. So we'll start down the line here, and please introduce yourself again and go ahead and tell us why you wanted to be a part of FACT.
I'm Caitlin Mandreski, and I wanted to be a part of FACT because I see so many kids smoking and vaping every day, thinking it's cool, it's doing good for them, and vaping, thinking vaping's helping them, when in the long run, vaping isn't helping them.
I'm Mackenzie, and kind of like what Caitlin said, I do see it around school, and I know it's a problem, so this is a great way to try to help and get rid of that problem.
Yeah.
I'm Reese Cook, and since I've been a middle schooler, I've seen a lot of kids have a lot of stress, and so the most common way for them to deal with stress is use vapes and drugs. And one of my close people to me has turned to tobacco to get rid of that stress.
Mm. I'm Riley Minky, and I've been worried about like many people vaping because like they can get lung cancer, and there's like a lot of things that can happen when you vape, and so I'm concerned just about like my peers and people around me that are vaping.
I appreciate you guys sharing that. I appreciate you taking the time to do these things, too. Not just coming in and putting up with me, but all the different things you're doing to try to make your fellow students and kids younger than you, older than you, aware of this subject, and that there is an alternative, that there is another side to this and everything. What are some of the initiatives? What are some of the things? Gretchen touched on some of this. Get a little more in detail about some of the things you've been doing to outreach, to bring awareness to this subject. And I'll start with you, Caitlin.
So we have these bulletin boards, and we put up a bunch of information. Like, we did one for Christmas. We have a dragon now. So we do a bunch of like these posters putting around the school, putting up information to try and encourage kids to stop, that it's not going to help them.
How about for you, Mackenzie?
One thing we've talked about doing is getting a meeting with like the school board, the mayor and whatnot, and talking about the fines for like if you get caught vaping, it's like a $68 fine, and you can do a LEO program to not get that fine. So what we want is that if you get caught again, the price is still a $68 fine, so we just want to like up that, and maybe that will gradually get kids to stop, because $68 isn't a big deal to a lot of kids.
Just between us, guys, I happen to see the mayor once a month. I'll make sure to mention something to him about that. And I, knowing Mayor Blazer, he'll definitely be looking forward to talking with you guys about that. How about for you, Reese?
So personally, I wrote the 12 Days of Factmas article for the newspaper a few weeks ago. And like Caitlin said, we have a lot of bulletin boards and stuff we've been trying to do.
That's a very cool idea, too, what you did, the 12th. That's a very neat idea. I like that. And how about for you, Riley? What are some of the ways that you've been, what initiatives have you been a part of?
Like Reese and Kenzie said, that we were, like, having bulletin boards around the school and, like, helping people. And we've had, actually, activities, like, in the past. Like, last year we had the Fact Rat. Like, you'd have to find it around the school, and there'd be facts about vaping and things that could possibly impact your mental health about it. And so we've been doing that, and we've been coming up with more ideas about it.
That's great work, you guys. You're doing some really good work here. One of the things that stands out to me about this, too, is it's one thing for me or Gretchen or an adult to tell you guys these things. When you have peers telling you stuff, you tend to listen a little bit more. You tend to hear that a little bit more. Have you guys felt that from your fellow students? Do you feel like they hear you a little bit more or listen a little bit more to you guys than maybe they do adults or any of that? And just go, you know, if anybody wants to jump in. If you want to, Caitlin, I don't know if you look like you were going to. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I feel like it helps like kids like listen more because an adult is just an adult to them. It's not anything special. Like, it's just information just getting told to stop again and again.
Adults to kids are just more annoying parents who tell them what to do and place down the rules. When you hear it from one of your peers, then you put it more to heart.
Our, like, friends and stuff, they relate to us more than maybe an adult, so kind of makes it easier for them to listen to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like kids, they'll listen to like their friends and their peers more often than they do with parents, because then once they get an idea from their peers of what it can actually do to you, they'll start listening more to than what they will do to adults.
Yeah.
With the boards, some of the friends that I have in Launchline, they would say how if it's made by adults, then it must be just like an adult program and stuff that they want the kids to listen to. Yeah. But when I tell them that it's a kid-led organization, then they change their mind and then they're just like, this is cool now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like it's just like the boards and everything. If it was made by an adult, it's just like another thing. No, stop that. Do this, do that. When it's from kids, it kind of like puts it in their head more. Mm-hmm. It's not like just do this, do that.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say that one of the things that I think is really great about the boards, and they also had, we have like TVs around school, and they had some information during the holidays about, you know, stress and management and things like that. But one of the things I think is great about their bulletin boards is it's not telling you, like, you'll get lung cancer, you'll get this. It kind of gives them relevant information, like, you're being manipulated. Mm-hmm. You know, they're definitely putting flavors in this to, you know, impact kids to not have these additives. Like, you know, so they're educating them differently to get them to see how, wait a second, it's not some 50-year-old person that they're targeting. And, you know, so a lot of kids were, it's in the lunchroom, and a lot of kids waiting in line were reading some of these things, and they were like, I never knew that. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know that. So I think it's starting to get them to understand. And one of the things that we had talked about, too, is that, you know, to buy tobacco, you have to be 21. Mm-hmm. So how is it if, you know, you have to be 21 to purchase these things? We have such a problem with it getting in the hands of youth.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they wanted to come today and reach out to the community, because they're like, we can't get this stuff, and it's becoming more and more of a problem. So we have to educate the community to say, hey, listen, we need your help. We need to stop getting these products in the hands of youth. So go ahead, you know.
Another thing we're doing is we're doing a quit vaping kind of bag, where we are going to have like gum, a stress ball, like some stickers and stuff in there. So like to help like those kids who want to quit vaping but don't know where to start, to give them a start on help and like give them some support.
Yeah.
And to kind of bring Valentine's Day into this, we'll see Valentine's Day flavors, like candy flavors in vapes and stuff, which can draw attention to kids.
Yeah.
Most kids think that using nicotine and vapes helps relieve stress and improves your mental health, but statistically, and we searched up many times, it does not help at all. It just makes problems worse in the future.
Mm-hmm. I would say that, like, for Valentine's Day, like, for those candy hearts, we've been thinking about putting them around, like, school and having facts about vaping and nicotine, how it can do, like, have really bad impacts on you about it. And, like, they would have to say it over the announcements and having, like, a whole idea about it and, like, seeing what it'll do to you for, like, if you were to vape.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to interrupt if you had something, that's all. But I got to say right out the gate, thank you, because that was very insightful. I think that was really helpful, certainly on this topic and certainly for your fellow students. I think it was really helpful for adults. The older we get, the more we forget what it's like to be your age and to be young. And so many times we have good intentions, but we're just barking. And it's a dog barking at the window or something like that, and you're not necessarily paying attention or listening. If you guys are saying something, then kids your age are probably going to listen. We have to do this as adults. We have to say something. We cannot not say something. But we don't. I don't think most adults expect us to our words to be necessarily the thing that's going to change and rock your world or something like that. When you guys do these things, when you do this like the Valentine's Day thing, or you're making these posters, every little bit of that adds up and matters and goes a long way. And I think that's really brave, too. I have people come in at least once a month that are scared to talk on these microphones, and every one of you have been so just bold and brave about this stuff. It shows that you're getting better at public speaking, which that's going to help you the rest of your life, but also that you care so much about this subject, that you're not worried about any other of these outside factors. You're just being brave and hitting that microphone. I really admire that, you guys. That's very cool. You don't see that all the time.
A lot of people in my classes ask why we go to all these meetings, because we go to a meeting at least like once every week. And I say because it's like a really big thing that we have to do this and help our peers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another thing about the LEO program is it is a program designed so you can learn about like your brain and how like that affects your brain, your higher, lower brain. And our eighth graders, they all go through this program as eighth graders. But if you get caught vaping, you get to go through this program once. You either get to pay your $68 fine or go through the program and then not have to pay it. And then every time after you get caught, it is $68 every time. Yeah. It doesn't increase at all.
Yeah. It's one of those things that is going to help hopefully keep the, you know, people in check and that. Another part of this too that stands out to me is you're as adults, we're going to tell you things and we're going to say these things. And it certainly means a little bit more coming from your peers and all that. But are you noticing that? Are you picking up on that and seeing that? Because I want to know, like, are the numbers of the group rising? Are you getting more kids wanting to be a part of FACT? What can we do to encourage them to be a part of the organization FACT? Have you guys seen your numbers grow at all? And even I'm even talking just a couple of people. It doesn't have to be a gigantic number. But since you all started, have you seen more people join?
In the beginning of the year, we had like 4 or 5 people. And then in the middle of the year-ish, we had 2 extra people join to help make some of the posters and stuff.
Yeah. It seems like one of those things that once it spreads more and more and more people know about it, the more people are going to want to be a part of it. And maybe even if they're not a part of the organization, they are an ally. That can happen oftentimes too. Then maybe they don't have the time. Especially you guys, your schedules are all over the place with after school activities and all these other things. Not everybody can always be a part of something, but maybe they are an ally of it and believe in the cause. So hopefully seeing some of that too, so you have that support system for this. I really appreciate the offense of this. More times than not in society, we're playing defense on things. And on this one, it feels like we're playing a little more offense. I know vapes have been around for a long time and that, but we're seeing a different attack approach than when you and I were kids, Gretchen, where it was adults and the McGruff the crime dog and some of these things. And now we're seeing more kids being the initiators of these things. And I find a real lot of hope in that. When it comes to the approach of, hey, I tell you smoking's bad, it's going to rot your teeth, you're not going to be able to taste anything. Okay, that has an effect. Does it have more of an effect for you guys when we get factual with you, like Gretchen was touching on, where, hey, these companies are taking advantage of you. These companies are just trying to take your money. They're just trying to get you to be a new hooked on this system, and they don't care about you. They just want your money and your addiction. Is it getting more? Is it hitting home more, being more factual with some of this information? Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, I'd say for sure it helps a lot to know the facts.
Like if it's a general approach, like vaping is bad for you, stop, then it's not really getting into their heads. If you're like 1 in 10 middle schoolers vape, then it's like, oh my gosh, that's actually a pretty big number.
I appreciate that too. Again, as adults, we forget sometimes that we want to, when we're your age, we want to be treated like adults. And don't grow up too fast, please. You know, guys, don't. But we understand that. We understand that at that age, our brains, we want that. We want to be treated with respect. We want to be treated like, hey, we have a seat at the table. And when we're able to talk to you guys like more adult-ish, if you will, I think that hits home a lot more than it does, hey, smoking's bad, don't do it. Like, that doesn't give you a whole lot to go on. If anything, it creates more questions. When we answer those questions, when we treat children a little bit adultish and a little bit more factual, you'd be surprised, you know, what can happen, because you guys are capable of handling a lot. And sometimes even more than some of us adults are capable of. that's just a fact. That's just a fact. That's the way it goes. When it comes to the FACT organization, how can people learn more about it? How can people be a part of this organization?
So if you go onto the FACT website, you can register and create an account, and they'll give you a whole bunch of information on just FACT and their mission. And then if you... you can put in, like, what you do. So, like, you create posters and stuff. You can put that in and earn points. And then they have, like, a whole prize list that you can collect.
Yeah, nice. There's a lot of merchandise. And if you just sign up, you get this little thing in the mail that has a lot of stickers. And it's just really cool.
Is there an age limit on this thing? I mean, I'm just asking for a friend, not for myself or anything. Just kidding. It does sound like it's a really fun thing to be a part of. We, of course, encourage you to check out the website, factmovement.org. Factmovement.org. Bookmark that. And it's a great reference for a lot of these things. Is there anything you want to touch on that we haven't gotten a chance to?
One thing is, we do not know the full effects of vaping. So we do not know what this is going to do in our future. Are we going to run out of, like, hospital beds because too many people are sick because they're vape, because we do not know the full effects. We know some of it, but we don't know what it's going to do to you long term in your life.
Yeah, it's a really good point, Caleb. It's a very good point. I think that... that may, if you're out there, because I always like to try to reach people that are maybe on the fence of subjects that we're talking about. And if you're on the fence on that and it sounds far-fetched to you, I imagine about 3 or 4 years ago, it would have sounded far-fetched that a worldwide pandemic. That might have sounded far-fetched. And we all understand now that that's a reality, that can happen. So what she's touching on there is not far-fetched, and it's a very reasonable thing to think of, especially when we're talking about something that not only do we not know the full effects of, but is so accessible. One thing I would like to wrap up on that you guys have talked about a bit and Gretchen touched on a little bit earlier is we all understand that tobacco cannot be bought by anybody under the age of 21. That's a fact. It's been that way since we were kids and been that way for quite some time. Yet these kids are getting these things. So we need to be better as a society, as adults, calling out other adults that are getting these things in the hands of kids. That's on us as adults. You kids are doing a lot of the heavy lifting and doing a great job. One of the things us as adults can do is, you know, calling out other adults like, hey, that is wrong. Hey, you should not be doing that. That's where that falls on us and being able to be a little more harder on each other when it comes to those things. Gretchen, I wanted to thank you again for bringing the students in today and everything. Did you have any final notes or anything like that? If people want to reach you or have a follow-up questions about anything, is there a way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, I'm a school counselor at Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School. So if you go to the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School website, you can look me up. My email, my phone number, everything is there. And, you know, I welcome that. I'm also supporting them to reach out to the community because, you know, we're hoping to have, like, maybe them, you know, the community come to school and inviting, you know, people that make decisions for them, and just to let them know about their mission and to educate them. And we've actually had a lot of kids come in and talk to me about, you know, I've been talking to them about the FACT movement and the website, and that's also on their bulletin boards, like, check this out. And so we definitely we see this as more than just a middle school problem. It's a community problem. And so, yeah, we want to be on board. We want to reach out. We want collaboration. And so I'm very proud of them too. And things will be coming out in the future to, you know, still get the word out to the community. So I really appreciate you having us here today and letting them speak their message and their concerns. So thank you so much.
Our honor. Our honor to have you guys in. A shout out to your parents and everybody too, and everybody giving you the support to be here today and to do what you're doing. As a side note, I have to say that another great thing that I'm noticing at this organization is all of you guys are great public speakers, like way better than I was at your age. First off, please don't take my job. I need this job. Please don't take it. But also, as a side note, if you are a parent and looking to get your kid involved in something like this, you know, as these guys get older and older and closer to college and that kind of thing, public speaking is one of those things that's going to, you know, help you going forward, speaking in front of just a small group or a big group or those kind of things. It's a nice added bonus of an organization like this. So that's pretty cool to see, too. Wishing you all the best. Gretchen, thank you so much for the time. Mackenzie, Caitlin, Reese, Riley, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being on the air with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more Morning Magazine for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 35. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 19. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 41. Tomorrow, mainly clear. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to the Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. You got your host, James J. here at 10:33 on the clock, and we are now going to talk with our friends at South Oconee YMCA. A big shout-out to Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment. We greatly appreciate them. Let's go ahead and go around robin here, let you guys introduce yourselves. The audience knows the name and the voice. And Tiana, I'll start with you.
I'm Tiana. I'm the registered dietitian at the YMCA.
Nice to meet you, Tiana. Thanks for being in.
I'm Jamie Sparks. I am the site director over at our Nakusa location.
Jamie Sparks. It sounds familiar. I feel like I should know that name or something.
I feel like I was just here.
John Gutierrez, youth sports and camp director.
Appreciate that, John. Thanks for being here. We got plenty to talk about today. I look forward to putting on the spot. Not on the spot. I mean, just talk to you. Just get to know you a little bit. I will be doing that a little bit. Could you, if you wouldn't mind, just starting this ball, get this ball rolling here a little bit, what you do at the Y and how long you've been there?
Sure. Yeah, so I just started in November, actually. I offer private nutrition consultations. My method focuses on self-regulation and skill building for long-term and continuous success across the lifespan. So I want people to feel confident as they make healthy choices, so much that they can pass their skills on and their knowledge to their friends and loved ones, so it kind of creates a ripple effect. And then I do offer different programs and things like that. Did you want me to go into that now? Or
sure, you can touch on that.
Well, so we have a free nutrition program this month. It's called Nutrition 101. It's a 45-minute workshop, free to YMCA members. It is $10 for non-members. We'll have snacks, group discussions, group activities, and we're going to dive into the science of healthful nutrition recommendations. So it's this month on the 20th at 10:15 in our teaching kitchen at the Y. So that's a program we have this month, and then next month we'll be launching a diabetes nutrition program. We're calling it Diabetes Nutrition Program: Learn How to Prevent Diabetes, Live Well with Diabetes, and Thrive. So it's a four-session series. Each session is an hour, and each session, it happens each week. We are offering a morning session and an evening session. So on Wednesday evenings from 5:30 to 6:30, we will start off our sessions on March 8th, and it'll be every week for 4 weeks. And if you wanted to come to the morning sessions, that's 10:15 to 11:15 on Friday mornings, starting March 10th.
If people want to find out more about that, should we send them to the website?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's on the website yet, but it should be pretty soon.
We'll get your contact information before we wrap up and everything, and have them be able to get in touch with you if they need to.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You probably notice this more than I do, but in this day and age now, you don't see people really grabbing stuff off the shelves anymore. They grab it and they look at the ingredients. Mm-hmm. People care more and more about what they're putting into their bodies and all that. Being able to talk to somebody, a pro, if you will, somebody who really knows what they're talking about, seems like a really nice thing to be able to offer, especially if it's free. Especially, that's pretty nice. That's pretty
nice. I'm really excited.
And I say that jokingly, but also with a little bit of seriousness, because one of the things that I notice when it comes to diets and our food that is happening more and more is this gap that exists of, hey, these are the healthy foods. We tell you to eat healthy, but it's going to cost you more. It's going to be a little more expensive. Mm-hmm. And that also can go towards sometimes these classes, or I want to talk to somebody, a pro who knows what they're talking about. Okay, but it's going to cost you. And then it seems to be a defeating purpose. Like, I'll just spend that money on better food or what have you. And people might think, well, this is working. I've struggled my whole life to put on weight. So I initially think, well, if I eat more, that'll help. You know, of course I'm going to put on more weight. And obviously I have found that is not working. Talking to a pro, talking to somebody that knows what they're doing, it really helps. It goes so much farther. But again, to offer something like that for free, that's huge. Like, that's really cool. It becomes more about the person and the message than it is about making a buck.
Right.
Is that part of the reason why you wanted to work at the Y, part of why you wanted to do this kind of particular work?
Yeah, it is. I wanted to be able to connect with people who are maybe lower income. And I do help people work through, talk about how to eat healthfully on a budget and how to make their food stretch and even, make it nutritious and but also inexpensive. So, yeah, I should say that the diabetes program does have a cost to it. That one is $25 for four sessions. Which is a pretty good deal. $25 for members.
Yeah, I take back everything I said. I'm joking. This is so awesome. It's very affordable.
But the program this month is free to members. And we'll be having another program for free next month in March. We'll be offering one in the morning and one in the evening.
Well, it's one of the smart things that the Y has done, too. And really, Ys across the country have done this for a very long time. It's not just taking care of one thing. It's the way that all these things tie together. If we send our kids to John to be a part of some of these clinics and everything, John's not going to be able to do much with them if they don't have the energy and the food in them to be able to do these things, and vice versa with what Jamie does and all this. It all ties together. So it's very unique. And again, offering it at affordable or free prices to a community, that there's no, well, that's priceless. I mean, that really is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking forward to talking again. And thank you for the time, Tiana. I appreciate you being in. Before we wrap up, we'll get your contact information.
Okay, sounds good.
I got to put Jamie on the spot now, though, all too. Right. I have to do this. At least whenever Jamie comes in, I have to put him on the spot, at least at
some
point.
Perfect. Yes.
Jamie, I want to talk about the programs that you're doing and kind of get out of your way, let you kind of spearhead this.
Yeah, sure. So, believe it or not, summer's approaching. Believe it or not. So, you know, in the summertime, my job kind of switches from the school programming to summer programming, in the sense of we partner with the city of Nakusa, and we do sports clinics for kids. Yeah. And we're really this year trying to step up, you know, our enrollment on that. We had good enrollment last year, and we're looking to have the same amount of enrollment or even better this year. And so it's going to be the first. We do 2 weeks in June, 3 weeks in June, excuse me, and then 2 weeks in August, and then we take July off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we meet down at Kelzer Park, and, you know, the kids have fun. We play soccer, we play basketball, baseball, kickball, you name it, you know, we do it there. And, you know, the kids seem to have a blast when we do it there.
Jamie Sparks joining us here, and Jamie is the CCLC site director. So let's start right there, Jamie. What is the CCLC? What does that stand for? Why is it important?
Yeah, so it's the, long story short, it's the 21st Century Learning Center. And so my role is in Nakusa is we have a huge partnership with Nakusa up and down the board, and we have a great relationship with the school district. So I'm over there, and I oversee the day-to-day operations. So I oversee our child care classrooms. I oversee the before and after school class or child care. And then I also oversee the AmeriCorps staff member that works over there with the kids during the school day. So I think I oversee six or seven ladies over there. So, you know, it's fun working with the kids, and you know, each day is never the same. So that's truly what I enjoy about what I do for my job.
It's cool to hear,
and it's, you know, it's a blast. You know, the stories you hear from these kids are. They make your day.
Yeah, I can only imagine. What do they offer before and after school?
Yeah, so I'll start with our classroom. We have a 3 and 4 year old classroom over there, and what's really nice about that is we are right next door. They gave us our own little classroom in the school, and we were right next to the 4K classroom. So a lot of our kids go to 4K, and then they come back. Our teachers will come and pick them up from 4K and then bring them back to the classroom either in the morning or the afternoon session. And then when they're not in 4K, they always parents know that they always have something reliable watching their children before and after 4K. And then, you know, for the working parents, actually all parents are working, but for, you know, the parents, they can drop their kids off at 6:30 in the morning, and they have till 6 o'clock to pick them up, both in our classroom and in kids clubhouse, we call it, before and after school. And we just, you know, we do a lot of programming at the kids after school for kids clubhouse. They get snack, they can do their homework and all that. So when parents pick up, they don't have to worry about, you know, I got to do homework tonight. Yeah. I got to do, you know, this, that, and that. You know, that's something that we can take off their plate for them.
Yeah.
So, and our AmeriCorps staff member, she works alongside our kids clubhouse staff in the evenings too as well. And, you know, we're just getting a huge reading program started there. So we're just kind of stepping foot in that right now, and that just launched last week. So we're learning.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
the greatest gift that I'll ever receive is being a dad. Nothing like it. It's awesome. It's amazing. It's also one of the hardest thing I'll ever do in my life.
Absolutely.
And having any assistance to that, it goes farther than we can really word. It means so much. And it's another thing that stands out to me too. And I'm going to try not to get on a soapbox here, but anytime I have a politician or a representative in, it's one of the first things I want to bring up is childcare and the lack of that and the need of that in this country, in this state, and more attention being brought to it. It stands out to me when organizations like the Y are taking more initiative towards these things than some others are. It stands out.
Absolutely. And we do have spots open in Nakusa for a 3 to 4 classroom. I think we have 4 spots open like right now, which is really hard. It's not really hard. It's rare to see. I mean, our Rapids location, I think we have waiting lists. Some kids are 60 plus. Wait, you know, 60 kids on a waiting list for classrooms. So there's definitely a need in the community for it. I definitely think that, you know, hopefully we're doing the right thing in the community, you know, and, you know, get it.
Helping. When it comes to, from your perspective and where you are, what are some of the other things you think people would, it'd be really good for them to know about CCLC?
You know, it's 100% grant funded. My boss Tracy is fantastic at writing grants for us so we can do this program. Especially, you know, in the city of Nakusa. I just saw the other day that 70% of Nakusa, the kids that go there, are considered low income. So, you know, to bring that service out to that area, using that grant money, you know, it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's huge.
You know, I wouldn't want to do anything else. And I love going to work because you never know what you're gonna get in a day.
I can relate to that. I hear you on that one.
But these kids, you know, those kids are wonderful out there. And you know, it just, these kids smile. And you know, my wife always comments too, every time we go somewhere, you know, I'll run into somebody that I know from school, from there. It's truly great, you know, kind of change lives, you know, and if you can help one kid, well, then your job's worth it.
Well, it may not be the goal here. One of the kind of sub things that we're doing is encouraging people to also, when the Y is hiring, looking into a career at the Y. If you are able to volunteer with any of these people, with any of these organizations, your time is not only well spent, but is so rewarding. You hear it in all your voices and everything. It's very noteworthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to talk about summer sports programming with you, and I want to learn to talk, too. So I'm going to try to do that during the commercial break.
Sure.
I think it'll be a good segue into talking to John. So we'll start there. We'll get John on, and we'll get some more with our friends from the YMCA, Southfield County YMCA. And a big thank you to Tri-City Services sponsoring this here at WFHR's Morning Magazine.
Don't touch the thermostat. It costs a fortune to run that old thing. Remember, we only turn it on when it's below freezing, and we turn it off when it's 60 in the house. We can't afford to run it any more than that. Mom and Dad had to stick a lot of money in it last year.
Wait, you put money in the furnace?
Not exactly, but it feels that way.
Well, why don't you just get a new one?
Well, we didn't exactly budget for a new one, but I wonder how much a new one costs. Call Tri-City Services for a free quote to replace the furnace that feels like it costs a fortune to operate. Tri-City offers financing to qualified credit on a new amount of furnace, and you can operate it all winter long without worrying about dipping into your kids' college fund to pay that utility bill. Call 715-423-5840 today.
We're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 35. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 19. Tonight, partly cloudy. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 41. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine here for this February 7th, 2023. I'm your host, James. We're joined by our friends from the YMCA, Southwick County YMCA. Again, a big thank you to Tri-City Services, sponsoring the segment. We're wrapping up, Jamie, leading into summer sports programming, and that's going to kind of tee us off to talk to John here. So how do you want to set that up?
Yeah, so our summer sports programs that we run through NACUSA, we do 3 weeks in June, and then 2 weeks in August. We take the month of July off, mainly because I'm teaching summer school in NACUSA. We meet Monday through Friday. I don't have the dates offhand, but we meet Monday through Friday and from 9 to 11, and we meet down at Keltzer Park, and we do sports for that week. We do have the flyer coming out for anybody that's interested in the city of NACUSA. The flyer will be coming out here probably in the next 2 weeks.
Cool.
We just finalized that, and then you can sign up either at the school or at the Y, and we can get you going on that. And then Fridays, we take half the time on Fridays, and I take the kids to the splash pads.
All right, so, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
We have football coming. I think we have football, pickleball. That's a big one that's coming up. Kickball. Just a lot of different sports, tennis. Stuff like that. And the kids seem to enjoy it a lot. And it's good for them to get outside for at least a couple hours instead of sitting inside playing video games.
Yeah. I want to talk a little sports now with John Gutierrez, youth sports and camp director over at the Y. And before we get into the sports, John, I want to talk about this open house that's coming up.
Yeah, thanks, James. And I guess I'd like to start by saying thanks for having us here. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
We'll definitely want to get the word out. And I'd like for everybody to mark their calendars because Sunday, May 21st, is our open house at camp. And we got a lot of great things going on this summer. And this summer, for open house, May 21st, we'd like to invite everybody out in the community to come out to Camp Alexander. Camp Alexander sits on a beautiful 33 acres of mostly wooded land on the south side of NEPCO Lake. And, the day is going to be filled with lots of fun and excitement. We're going to have everybody out there. We like to see everybody out there. And we're going to be having guided tours out there of the camp. If you have not been out there before, bring your family, bring your friends, tell a neighbor. And what we're going to be doing out there is we're going to be giving away, we're going to raffle away one free week of camp. So just for attending, you're going to be entered into the raffle, and we'll do that announcement at 4:30 that day. So open house will be May 21st. That's a Sunday from noon to 5. We're going to have family activities going on, games. We're going to have guided tours of the property. And, we're going to be making s'mores, too. So it's going to be a great time. One of the exciting things about camp this year is we got new themes. We're going to be having new themes this year. So I definitely encourage everybody to check it out. You can go on our YMCA website at www.swcymca.org. Click on registration, summer camp, and you'll see the new themes we have this year. So I appreciate it, James, for giving us this opportunity to you know, talk about open house and camp this summer.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity for people, especially those that don't know much about this event or the camp, to be able to check it out for themselves, to see it. You had us at S'mores. That's always awesome. That's always going to bring people in. And it's very cool that it's open to all ages. And this is a free thing for people as well, right? Or is that correct? Is it open to all ages?
Well, ages 7 and up. So seven to 15. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's really nice. That's great for the...
Now, open house is open to everybody. It's a free event.
Right.
Everybody's invited. So, yes, definitely mark your calendars. Like I said, May 21st, mm-hmm. Noon to 5, open house.
We'll be spreading the word about that and sending people your way. That's going to be a lot of fun. You mentioned that summer camp is going to have themes this year. Do you want to get into some of those?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we've always had themes... James, and you know, one of the new things this year is we redid all the themes.
Mm.
Jamie, you're familiar with camp.
Yeah.
Jamie was our camp director last year.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the camp director this year. So we got new themes, and you know, some of the themes that kind of stick out when I'm looking at the themes here. We got you know, our fun and fitness week, and I know we have Tiana here. Tiana would be a great person to be out at camp that week and kind of working with the kids and nutrition, so that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have our all-ball sports week. We're going to be doing a lot of things, everything ball-related. You know, gaga ball, dodgeball, flag football, basketball, pickleball, kickball. But, you know, I think one of the things that are going to be that really stands out that kids are going to really enjoy is week number 10.
Yeah.
And we got Epic Nerf Wars Week.
Yes.
You cannot go wrong with that.
No.
I mean,
no.
Every kid has a Nerf gun at some point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That sounds amazing. Is there an age limit on that? Is there...
I still have Nerf guns.
Right on. Yeah, that's a great idea. That's going to be a fun one.
Absolutely. Then we got, you know, another week that's kind of exciting here is Getting Down and Dirty Week.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's July. It's, we're going to be doing mud pies. We're going to be doing mud obstacle courses. We're going to be getting messy, and campers are going to really enjoy it, and it's just going to be great. So I encourage everybody that's listening to go check out these new themes. We got plenty of fun and excitement planned for the campers this year, and you know, one of the most important things about camp is it's a good opportunity for kids to get away from their iPads, all their you know, electronics, and just appreciate the outdoors and everything that it brings.
Yeah. One of the things I think we notice as adults, because we got this appreciation of nature and we grew up in a lot of the ways that we did, when it comes to the tech world and getting these kids to be able to balance and put the tablet down and get outside a little bit and those things, how do you do that? You get them to do it. And once they do it, so many kids, and I don't mean it's all a case-by-case basis, but so many kids, they get outside and they realize, oh, the tablet, like, that gives me this little screen. The world gives me all of this. Nature gives me all of this. And all of a sudden, this, oh, wait a minute, I don't have to refresh the screen. Those squirrels are moving on their own. Making things, creating things with their own hands, with their own imagination. All of these themes do that stuff, a touch on that kind of thing. And it's not to say that, you know, they're this is kind of the only way of doing things. I think there's a balance. The world is going tech. It is smart for kids to understand some things about touch screens and all of this. But it really values, both worlds are valued when you have both worlds incorporated, when you have kids outside and in nature a bit more while also having that. It's a balance. And getting some of this in your kids' lives, not only great for them, but I know adults that when their kids come home from these camps or things like that, how energized they are and how much they want to get out there more and everything. And it reminds you of what it is to be a kid. And that don't hurt either. That's not a bad part either, a part of this.
Absolutely. And once again, everybody, mark your calendar, Sunday, May 21st, from noon to 5, open house. And, you know, these kids are, they're creating lifetime memories out here.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, there's more than 7 generations of 40,000 people we've touched here at Camp Alexander. You know, the first building at Camp Alexander was a log cabin built by pines and trees right there on site. And it still stands today. If you have not been out there, I encourage everybody to come out Sunday, May 21st, once again, from noon to 5. We encourage everybody to come out, check it out. So it's going to be great. It's going to be great, and really excited about it.
Yeah. John, appreciate the time. If people have follow-up questions about some of this stuff, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. They can contact me at the Southwood County YMCA at my last name, Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z, at swcymca.org. You could always call front desk. They can give you more information as well. But go on to our website, and on our website you can click on registration, summer camp, and you can register online, get all the paperwork you need online, fill those out, send them in, and you can call, make your payment, and you'll be all set. So it's a really easy process as far as registration for camp. You can go online, get all your registration forms, fill them out, email them back to us, and one simple phone call, we'll have you registered and ready for camp.
I appreciate that, John. Tiana, when we were talking earlier, we were talking about some of the programs that you have, the nutrition programs, the diabetes programming. People want to sign up for those or learn more about them or just have questions for you or anything. How can they reach you?
Yeah, they can reach me at ham, H-A-M-M, at swcymca.org. And yeah, for the Nutrition 101, we do ask that you sign up for it, even though it's a free program, so we can have a head count for how many snacks to make and just what to expect. We do plan to have that recorded and put on public access, so
cool.
You can look forward to that. And yeah, just reach out to me with questions if you're interested in private nutrition counseling, or I'm excited to hear from anyone that's interested.
Appreciate that. And Jamie, if people have follow-up questions for you or some of the things that you were talking about today, how can they reach you?
Yeah, you can. My last name is Sparks, S-P-A-R-K-E-S, at swcymca.org. Otherwise, you can always call my